adore him.
Let's adore him, church. Jesus, we adore you tonight. We adore you. Let's continue that pressing in. Holy Spirit wants to do something here tonight, just so you know. Maybe you didn't expect it. He likes to do that too. You don't expect it. Maybe you came in and you thought, on our Thursday night, you didn't expect it, but there's something that's happening in the Spirit. There's already been some release of a word of knowledge over this meeting tonight by our pastor. And I'll tell you what he shared with me was that he's sensing that the pool is stirring. You know the story, the pool stirred. And that was the time to get in. That was the time to get in. Maybe you haven't had time. Maybe you haven't sensed a stirring in the Spirit in your life this week. But this moment, tonight, this time, that pool's stirring. And Jesus wants to ask you something. Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Because it's stirring tonight. If you want to be made whole, trust me. He wants to make it whole. And what is he referring to in your life? That's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to share in some ministry here in just a minute. But what is it that he's referring to in your life that needs to be made whole? And those who are about to share in ministry, I want you to follow this in the Spirit and what he's speaking. Because the word is going to be what area, what thing does he want to be made whole? And you know, when we talk about operating in the gifts of the Spirit, and Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he was instructing us, and he was talking about varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. Varieties of ministries, but the same Lord. Varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. All things in all persons. Don't think you're unique and that the Holy Spirit can't speak into your life. You know, he says he's the Word of God and the Word was made flesh. He speaks. A God with the name of Word is ready to speak. And he's ready to speak tonight into your life. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 2 says, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the glory of kings to search it out. You are kings and priests. He has made you a king and a priest. It is your glory to search out that thing that he has made secret. And that's what God's going to operate tonight in a word of knowledge in your life. And that's what we've been praying for. That as we press into this time, that the Holy Spirit's going to begin speaking to people. And he's going to release words of knowledge to individuals. He's going to take that secret. He's going to know a secret place in a person's heart that he's concealed. And he's going to show you tonight. Isn't that something? Aren't you glad that God knows all? He's omniscient. He knows things about your current situation, about your present, about your future. And that if we seek him out, that there are gifts of the Spirit where he can show us and reveal those things to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are things I need to know. There are things I don't know that I need to know. And he wants to show those things to us tonight. Paul goes on and he exhorts the church and he says that these gifts are given in the body are diverse. There are gifts given in the body that are diverse. And he goes on to say that for the body is not one member but many. If the foot should say, because I'm a hand, or if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I'm no part of the body, it's not for this reason any the less a part of the body. Or if an ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not part of the body, for this reason any less a part of the body. It's all important. We're unique and gifted for the Lord for purposes like this tonight that we're going to experience. There are gifts that he gives the entire body. Just because you're not an ear, don't despise someone who's an ear. Just because you're a foot, you shouldn't be despised because you're a foot. There are gifts given to the body, and we're going to experience them tonight, that are unique, but they're for the whole. It's for the whole. Jesus sees the whole body. Jesus sees all of us and all of our purpose and all of our function and all of our fit and all of our form. Okay? And he wants us to sense that this pool is stirring tonight. And what is it? What is it? And maybe just begin to ask as we go into this time of worship and this time of ministry. And I want to have those who are going to minister come forward now. And we're going to do an activation of that ministry here tonight, where those who are here are going to actually participate in administering a word of knowledge into your life, something current. Amen. Something current. It may be brief, but the Holy Spirit's going to reveal it to us, and the Holy Spirit is going to bring that out. So we're going to move into that time right now. If you possibly don't even know what it may be, but you're a seeker, you're a king who's seeking something out, allow this ministry of the body to reveal that tonight as we worship. Amen? Amen? So let's continue worshiping. If you would like, come forward. If those of you who are ministering here tonight feel that you have been given that word of knowledge for someone, I encourage you to operate in that. Seek somebody out and move in that word, okay? So let's continue worshiping. Let's continue being in his presence, and let's ask God what that might be, what that is in our life that we need to move in tonight. Amen.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Adore him. affection.
There's someone here who feels a poking, like they're being poked in their shoulder, which is the Holy Spirit. So you feel what you think is an abrupt touch of the Holy Spirit, but he's actually pulling you hard. Like, to move you where you've never been before. So there's somewhere that you're afraid to go, but let him take you. He's taking you somewhere where you've never been before. If that's you, I'd like to pray with you.
Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our
God is saying to me the word wounded. And he showed me hearts. Hearts have been wounded. You have been wounded in the spirit. You have been wounded by someone's tongue. This has left a scar on your heart. God said, let's remove the band-aid. He is going to heal your heart. You will have to never hurt anymore in your heart, because God, hallelujah, he is going to heal you tonight. And if that was you, if that is you, I want you to come forward so we can pray for you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. That stirring for healing of that heart is here tonight. It's here right now.
God is talking to me, and he's telling me that somebody is receiving some words, and those words are hurtful. But he's saying, listen with your ears to what he has to say. Listen with what he has to say, and listen to what really is being said, and take it in a way that is going to be able to feed you, not to tear you down, because we don't want Satan to win. So we have to take charge, and we have to put on our armor, and remember, it's the Lord that leads us. Don't listen to Satan, because he's not going to win. We are victorious. In Jesus' name. If it's you, I'd love to pray with you.
Our affection, our devotion, poured out.
God is telling me that there's somebody here that has a shoulder on the right side that has never healed right. And I want to pray for that person.
There's a sciatic nerve pain shooting down your right leg, and I'd like to pray with you.
God has showed me that there's somebody's here.
Okay. Somebody is here maybe with stomach problems or a stomach ailment of some kind, dealing with these problems, or it may just be in the stomach area. If there's anybody here with that problem, I'll pray for you.
I was getting an image of a man's right foot. For some reason, the foot was bare, walking on the ground. I didn't have a feeling of any ailments, so maybe it means traveling, that someone's going to be moving or traveling.
All right. If there's somebody named Jack, or he gets called Jack, he may not be here. He might be a close family member. He's worried about his retirement. He's worried about his pension. God's going to take care of that, not to worry.
There are two people here who are having shortness of breath. One of you have been waking up in the middle of the night with night sweats. If you're here, I'd like to pray for you.
Someone's been having issues with their small and large intestines and digestive problems. If you're here, I would like to pray with you.
There is somebody here. He wants to do something and he has been thinking for it for a long time. And there is something holding you back from stepping in. And the Lord said to you, what is holding you back? He can break every yoke. He can change every situation. Just step in, trust in him and step in. And you will find him there preparing for you and he working for you. And you will find his love and honor over there. Just step in. I don't know what's that situation. It could be business. It could be married. It could be back to school. But there is something you have been thinking for it for a long time. And the Lord said to you, don't hold back. Trust in me and step in.
I felt a lower back pain / hip pain, and I felt that it was from an accident, and specifically the accident was not your fault, and God's going to heal that pain tonight and what it's caused in your life. And then also the right hand wrist, specifically near the thumb wrist area, a pain that might have even been from an injury long ago that just didn't heal right, and God wants to set it right tonight because there should be no more pain. And just to encourage the team, one of the things spoken tonight was for me about my shoulder, so it could be for anybody in this room.
Yes, that's right.
Mine is somebody's been grieving for a long time for a lost loved one. They can't seem to shake it. Their heart keeps breaking, and it's been a while, and God wants to heal that heart.
Yeah, if you hear a word tonight and you just know it's for somebody else, somebody that you know specifically, they're not here tonight. I felt like two or three of those words probably were that you know for a fact that was for this person. You need to go and tell them. Text it to them now if you want to, or call them as soon as you get home, but tell them that you heard the word of the Lord tonight for them.
There's someone here that the word kept coming, feet, feet, feet. And then it says, you know, we pour out the oil on Jesus' feet. And then I heard Pastor Cook say something about foot. And I knew someone here is having problem with gout or swelling in the feet, left or right. If that's you, I will come to you if you need me to. But I'm here to pray for you. There's a healing in the house tonight.
Yes, I also was sensing somebody with right shoulder pain going down through the neck and over here, kind of a burning pain. But also, I felt that there's somebody who's a quiet person who, it's like, no, maybe nobody would know this about you, but inside, you've just got almost a desperate cry of your heart for more of God. But you feel held back, and I feel that tonight's your night. God wants this removed, for these hindrances gone tonight. And, you know, I'd love to pray with you if you would like.
I feel like there's someone in here who has a sharp pain in the lower right part of their stomach. That's you. I'd love to pray with you.
Man, he has stirred the water. Someone has a pain that comes and goes in their right hand. Sometimes it's tingling, like it was asleep and it's waking up, and then sometimes it's just painful. The healer is in the house tonight.
You you also may be sensing tonight that possibly the Lord has given you a word for someone you're with, for someone here tonight. If you have that, we want to give you the opportunity, the encouragement to operate in that gift tonight and speak that out over that circumstance or situation. So if you have that, we'd like you to come up tonight. Again, if any of those words of knowledge were specific, either for yourself or for someone else, and you want agreement prayer, please come up. We want to pray over you for that specific thing. This may be unique. You may not be used to experiencing this, but the Holy Spirit, He wants to move in the affairs of men, in the lives of men. He wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants to set free. He wants whole house salvation. Amen? That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead quickens our mortal body, it says. Quickens, makes alive, changes, heals. That same blood that gave salvation also gives healing for our bodies tonight. So I'd like to do something else. Yeah. Those who are not praying for somebody, right now I'd like you to come over to this side. And what I'd like to do is just form a line on both sides. If you're not praying with someone right now, if you are, just stay there and pray with that person. So let's form two lines here.
And the word of the Lord that came to me tonight was for someone who you've been going through a spiritual battle for a long time. And you are at a place that you are starting to feel weary, as if you want to give up. And the Lord gave me this scripture for you out of Psalms 46. It says, 46:9, He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cut asunder the spear. He burneth the chariot in fire. So it says here that the Lord is going to be the one who causes this battle against you to cease. And if you are here tonight and that word applies to you, I would like to pray with you tonight.
Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do, we're going to have those who are ministering and who gave those words. We want to encourage you to come up from where you are right now, and we're going to pray over everybody. Everybody who would like to, we're going to walk just starting here and walk down the center, and those who are here are going to pray over you and just believe God. Okay? So if you would like to participate, and I encourage everyone to do this, come on up. If that word was for you, for Pastor Cynthia, see her, everybody else, we're going to go through this prayer tunnel here. And we're just going to pray over and believe God. Amen? Amen? It's He's the one who does it. It's the same Spirit. So just let's start here and just go right through the middle there. Just amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's continue to worship.
Feet.
from the cup in your hand. Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can stand. Cause I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. Oh, we want the more of you. Oh, yeah. The more I see. so in love with you. There is no one else for him. He is so in love with you.
Oh, come to the river.
come to the river. Come to the river. Taste and see. Come. Oh, come to the river. Come to the river. Taste and see. Come. Come to the river. Come to the river. Taste and see. Yeah. Oh, come to the river.
Oh, you come.
Come to the river. Taste and see. Yeah. Oh, come to the river. Come to the river. Taste and see. 'Cause there's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk, makes the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me. And there's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk, makes the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. And there's a river of life flowing out of me.
Good. Come to the river.
I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay. I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart today. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay.
Praise and stay.
to the one I love. Forget the former things, behold, he's doing a new thing right here, right now. The former things, behold, he's doing a new thing right here, right now. I'm letting go. See, I am persuaded. Your promise is sure. No longer a captive. I'm branded by love. I am persuaded. See, I am persuaded. Your promise is sure. No longer a captive. I'm branded by love. Oh, sing, sing. Forget the former things. Behold. The former things, behold, he's doing a new thing right here, right now. We declare it, we believe it, God. Forget the former things, behold, he's doing a new thing right here, right now. In this moment, oh, we feel you. Forget the former things, behold, he's doing a new thing right here, right now. I'm letting go. Fix my eyes on the author and perfecter, singing, holy is the Lamb, holy is the Lamb. For he has overcome, God's only begotten Son, holy is the one, holy is the one. I fix my eyes on the author and perfecter, singing, holy is the Lamb, holy is the Lamb. For he has overcome, God's only begotten Son, holy is the one, holy is the one.
singing, holy is the Lamb, holy is the Lamb, for He has overcome, God's only begotten Son, holy is the one, holy is the one.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, your presence, Father God, your presence among us, we don't take lightly. We don't enter in lightly, Father God, but we know that your heart is to speak deep things. And that's what he did tonight. He spoke deep things. We sensed your stirring. And everyone, we're going to believe everyone who walked in is going to receive that word, Lord God. That whatever it is that needed that touch from you, Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you are able, that you're faithful, and you're strong enough, Lord God, to reach and touch whatever that circumstance or situation is and bring total and complete healing in Jesus' name. Now, God, I just pray for the Holy Spirit to go from this place and continue to speak. We don't just leave you here, but thank you, Lord, that you're with us tomorrow morning. You're with us tomorrow afternoon. We speak your name. We sense your presence. You're as close as the next breath in our lungs. Father, I pray that you would continue operating in those words of knowledge in our life. Thank you, Lord, that you gave them tonight. Thank you for those who stood in faith, for those who weren't here, but we know that word was for them. We're going to believe, Father God, that they have total victory in that area of their life. And Father, we'll give testimony. We will speak the testimony of God and what you've done. And God, I thank you that we're going to hear many testimonies from what happened this evening, Father God, for what you did in the lives of those who are here tonight. And it's going to bring greater faith into those who hear it. That's why God does it, church. He's revealing those secrets that you as kings are asking for, and knowing that now, having that word releases greater faith. That word spoken into your life, that releases greater faith. Now take that greater faith, share it with somebody. Amen. Share it with somebody. Share it with a family member. Share it with a loved one. Share it with somebody you don't like. Take that greater faith and let it be greater than any situation or circumstance that you walk into tomorrow. Amen. Because God has spoken you tonight. We've met him here tonight. He spoke with us here tonight. Amen? Amen. So I want to bless you as you go. Brother Johnny is in the back. He's going to receive your tithe and offering that you've brought it here tonight. Please stop by and see him. We so appreciate your faithfulness and your giving. So we just pray for you, and we just ask that God continue to move. Amen. He's speaking. The word become flesh so he could speak, church. He spoke tonight. He's going to speak tomorrow morning. He's going to speak the rest of the week. Amen. Till we meet again on Sunday. Be blessed. Amen.